Corbin Harney, Western Shoshone spiritual leader, invites you to come to honor your mother at the Spring Healing Global Wounds Gathering at the Nevada Test Site for Mother's Day from May 7th to the 10th. In 1870, women in the United States proclaimed the first Mother's Day. Far from the sentimental Sunday of Hallmark cards and roses, the original proclamation was a heartfelt call for women everywhere to unite in nonviolent resistance to a world of warfare. 129 years later, we ask people from the four directions to answer that original call. People all over the world are living with nuclear threats. We can put a stop to this. We must unite ourselves together and build a better and safer world for our families and future generations. Each and every one of you can make a difference by joining in community building, celebration and action, daily sunrise ceremony led by Corbin Harney, programs to honor and empower youth, information sharing, nonviolence training and action. Honor women in the community and the movement. A Mother's Day brunch and rally on Sunday is a special time to be present with us. Break the nuclear chain. Reclaim Shoshone land. Please come as self-sufficiently as possible. Be prepared for desert camping where there can be hot days and cold nights. Meals, local potable water, first aid and sanitation facilities will be provided. The Spirit Conference Peace Camp is located on Western Shoshone lands at the gates of the Nevada Test Site, Mercury Exit South. Take U.S. Highway 95, 65 miles northwest of Las Vegas. For further information, contact area code 760-852-4175 or find us on the website www.shundahai.org/HGW. Shundahai means peace and harmony with all creation. The web address again is www.shundahai.org/HGW in capital letters. And the phone number, once again, is area code 760-852-4175. Let's join hands and hearts together to honor our mother. And in the words of Julia Ward Howe in the original Mother's Day Proclamation of 1870,
women of this day, arise, all women who have hearts, from the bosom of the devastated earth. A voice goes up with our own, and it says, disarm, disarm.